This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsborough, Carthenville, and Greenville. Bill Stevens of Mattoon, Rick Jones of Mount Zion, and Eric Saunders of Pinckneyville, who will toss the ball, and here we go. Canalkin wins the tap, and Plains will get it first. They're in the home white uniforms, trimmed out in the blue and the red. Plains in lettering across the front. Toppers in the road orange uniforms. Hillsborough in white lettering across the front. Toppers come out in a 2-3 zone piece. Plains has shooters all over the floor. They will try to shoot them out of it. Packed house here tonight at Hillsborough High School. 1-2-2 zone right now for the Toppers. With Tester at the point in the corner with Frazee. Off to Jacquino. She's tripped up and a foul on the Toppers. The Hillsborough student section decked out in beach night here this evening. They will get Kylie Meyer on the personal. It'll be baseline out of bounds for Plains. Canalkin gets it in. Here's long, long two, no. Good block out by Scroggins, and the Toppers have the basketball for the first time. Jade in the front court leads for Meyer. At the foul line, Tester puts it on the deck. Clara attacks off the window. It's good for Clara Tester. First bucket of the game belongs to Hillsborough. 50 seconds into the sectional semifinal. Claire had a huge regional championship last Thursday. She gets the start here tonight. She started the first part of the year for Coach Deacon and the Toppers. Out front with Hergenrother in the left corner to Long. Back out to Hergenrother. Plains trying to figure out this zone piece for the Toppers. Jacquino bounces between the circles out at the volleyball spike line to Long. That ball's knocked out by Matouche right in front of the Hillsborough student section. He's able to stand the entire night. They're taking up half of the bleachers on the stage side here at Hillsborough. As I look across, there are not any seats in the big side across the way. A few seats behind me on the stage. Some folks for Porter have already arrived, and it's a good thing. They've got a good seat. 2-0 Hillsborough lead, 6.5 minutes for the opening quarter of this sectional semifinal. Jacquino, top of the key, wants to work left side, cut off. Feeds it down to Hergenrother, left-hand layup, missed it, and Tester with the rebound for the Toppers. Rebounding will be critical for Hillsborough here tonight. Must limit Plains to one opportunity. Matouche into the front court being checked by Canalkin. Tammy puts it on the deck and draws the foul. First of the game on Plains. 6:03 for the opening quarter.
Foul against the Cardinals, number 20, Anna Canalkin.
And they will get Canalkin with the personal. Sammy will trigger it in on the baseline. Topper stack, everybody right side of the lane. Matouche will lob it out to Scroggins, right side of the key. Jade puts it on the deck in the corner. Rupert open for three. Too strong with the weak side rebound to Matouche. Sammy right block, spins baseline, floats it up and in. Offensive rebound in the bucket for Matouche. And a 4-0 lead for the Toppers. Just underway, first quarter, 5:45 for this opening quarter of the sectional semifinal. Hergenrother gets it out front to Frazee. Off to Jacquino. Caroline will fire the three ball pure for Caroline Jacquino. She is a scorer, just a junior, and already over the 1,000-point mark. Of course, Matouche, she's nearing 2,800 points. That ball deflected out by Jacquino. It'll stay with the Toppers. Sideline trigger in the front court. Rupert will come to throw it in for Hillsborough. 4-3, Toppers lead, 5:25 for quarter number one. Aubrey Rupert. Backdoor, Matouche makes the catch off the window. Oh, she left it short. Rebound tapped around, and Matouche has it ripped away by Hergenrother. And then Heidi got away with the travel right there, took an extra step coming out. Ahead to Jacquino, spins away. Layup good for Caroline Jacquino. Five straight for Plains, and they lead 5-4. Great out-of-bounds set that last time for Hillsborough. Matouche just missed a point-blank look. 5 minutes for the first quarter. Meyer in the right corner. Finds Scroggins on the curl. Back to Kylie. Lines up the three. Missed it too strong. And the rebound down to Jacquino. And out it goes to Hergenrother. Right down the heart of the lane. Bounce pass. Blocked by Matouche. Was Canalkin. And Sammy brings it out after the rejection. Matouche down the heart of the floor. And she's fouled. Second foul on Plains. I believe they will get Jacquino with the personal. That'll be Caroline's first. No, they will not. They will get Emily Long with the personal, her first. Topper sideline trigger in the front court. And it goes to Jade Scroggins. Bounces out near that volleyball spike line on the right wing. Top of the key to Tester. Down low to Rupert. Aubrey kicks it out to Meyer. Aubrey didn't even look at the basket. She had a good look. Dangerous pass, but Matouche comes and meets the basketball at the top of the key. Right wing to Scroggins. Jade wants to attack. Cut off nicely by Frazee. Top of the key to Tester. Man-to-man defense for Plains. Scroggins to the foul line. Cut off. Keeps the bounce alive. Off to Meyer. She'll try left side for a three. Got it. Kylie Meyer buries a three. After not scoring in the regional championship, Meyer puts home the triple. And Hillsboro back in front 7-5 halfway through the opening quarter. The Topper fans come alive. Long. Bounce pass out to Heidenrocker. Here's Long for three, way too strong. And the rebound down to the Toppers. Hergenrother's three was just almost off the other side of the backboard. Here's Scroggins' 18-footer. She airballed that, left it short, and it's off of Rupert out of bounds. It'll belong to Plains. Substitution for the Cardinals. Asia Smith will check in, the sophomore. She will replace Kanalkin. Also checking in will be Maddie Dossett, a 5'8 senior. She will replace Emily Long. 7-5, Toppers lead, 3.5 minutes opening quarter. Hillsboro in that zone piece. It looks like a 1-2-2, but then Tester's dropping down to cover that middle area, that soft spot in the zone. Hergenrother handling out front. Now into the hands of Frazee, out of that volleyball spike line, close to midcourt. She will put it on the floor with the left hand. She's going to dribble into a three ball. Banked it in from straight on, did Allie Frazee. 8-7 Plains, 3 minutes, first quarter. Matouche leaves it off for Rupert. Aubrey Rupert. Back to Scroggins, left side of the key. Jade, right wing to Meyer. Feeds the block to Matouche. She's triple teamed, rises up, left it short. Rebound tapped around, down to Hergenrother. Here comes Plains in the fly with Chiquino. All the way to the rim, wild layup, missed it. Rebound to Hergenrother, and she's fouled. Chiquino was out of control there, but she got it up on the window, and then Hergenrother was there for the rebound. The foul is the second on the Toppers. They will get Aubrey Rupert with her first personal. And Heidi Hergenrother at the free throw line, the 5'9 junior. Toss is off the heel, too strong. 8-7, Plains leads, 2:41 for the opening quarter. Greenville and Porta next. South Central versus Sangamo in both sectional games here tonight. Hergenrother gets the second. Her first point. Now Plains shows full court pressure, leading 9-7. Middle of the floor to Tester. Off to Scroggins. Hillsboro breaks the press easily. Scroggins on the right wing. At the foul line. She's going to pop the three ball. Got it. Jade Scroggins knocks down the triple. And Hillsboro back in front 10-9. Going to be critical for Toppers other than Sammy to score here tonight. Plains is going to commit multiple bodies to Matouche all night long. Middle of the zone to Hergenrother in the corner. Frazee, nice ball fake on the three. Drives, got the layup to go. Nice spin off the glass, five for Frazee. And Plains back in front, 11-10. Good opening quarter. 2 minutes for the first. Matouche, dribble drive, kicks. Meyer, corner pocket three. Got it again. Kylie Meyer, her second triple of the quarter. 13-11 Toppers. Kylie will be shooting threes here on Thursday night in the three-point contest. She made 11 out of 15 at the regional. 13-11 Hillsboro, 100 seconds for the first sectional semifinal quarter. Hergenrother finds Smith, middle of that zone, kicks out. Frazee, 4-3, got it. Allie Frazee with 8 first quarter points, her second three ball. And Plains in front, 14-13. TJ Frazee, the head coach, slapping the floor, employing Plains to play some defense. Scroggins, dribble drive, and she's fouled. Third foul on Plains with a minute 18 for the opening quarter. They will get Asia Smith.
Isaac Smith. Hillsboro's ball out of bounds.
Baseline out of bounds for Hillsboro and Kylie Meyer. Macy Blankenship in. Emily Reynolds in. Tester and Rupert out. Toppers line everybody up on the baseline. They will lob to Matouche. Off to Reynolds. Down low to Blankenship. She makes the catch in traffic. Scroggins, 4-3. Got it. Jade Scroggins has two triples in the quarter. And Hillsboro back in front, 16-14. What a start. 65 seconds for quarter number one. Two high-level teams going blow for blow here early. Into the hands of Macy Kanalkin, who's checked in. Now front with Frazee. Jacquino, does she have the answer? Yes. Caroline Jacquino knocks down the three. She has eight, and it's 17-16 Plains. Scroggins crossing over on Frazee, leaves for Meyer. Kylie Meyer, she'll trigger again. Left that one short. It will go out of bounds and belong to Plains with 35.3 seconds for the first quarter. Hillsborough hit four threes in the quarter, two for Scroggins, two for Meyer. Plains has hit four in the quarter, two for Frazee, two for Jacquino. 17-16, Plains leading. See if they want to hold for the final shot. Up top with Smith. On the right wing with Jacquino. Hillsborough's man-to-man defense now. In the corner to Dossett. Off to Frazee. 12 seconds for the quarter. On the left wing with Smith. Poked away by Matush, but went right to Frazee. Now Smith goes back door, off the window, and she missed it. 4 seconds for the quarter. Got to go quickly. Scroggins with two. Gets to midcourt. Lets it fly, and no. After one quarter in the sectional semifinal, it is Pleasant Plains 17, Hillsborough 16. We're back to the 2A sectional at Hillsborough following these messages on WSMI. What a first quarter. No turnovers in the ball game. Both teams hit four three balls. Plains leads 17-16. Eight for Frazee, eight for Jacquino. Scroggins, 18-footer, rattled out. Offensive rebound, Reynolds kicks out. Meyer, 4-3. Got it. Kylie Meyer, her third triple of the ball game. And Hillsborough back in front, 19-17. Out front with Macy Kanalkin. Her and her twin sister, Anna, both 5'8 juniors. Top of the key with Jacquino. Right wing to Macy. In the corner it goes to Frazee. Bounced it off her foot, and let's see, it's going to be off of Hillsborough. It'll stay with Plains. Right in front of the topper bench. Macy Kanalkin will trigger it in. 7:20 for the first half. Kanalkin gets it up top to Jacquino. She'll fire the three, banked it in. That's the second three Plains has banked in from the top of the key. 20-19 Cardinals. Scroggins, oh, nice little head fake in the corner. Meyer, can she get four? Yes! Kylie Meyer has a dozen, four triples, and it's 22-20 Toppers. This type of three-point shooting is how Hillsborough beat Greenville earlier in the year. And they're going to have to keep it up because Plains is going shot for shot. Here's Dossett. 4-3, missed it, and the rebound down to Matush. Sammy racing into the front court. Steps through, and she's fouled. Plains doing a good job on Matush. She has just one bucket, but Myers hit four threes, and Scroggins has hit a pair. The foul on Jacquino is her first, fourth team foul. Dawson and Macy Kanalkin out. Emily Long and Hergenroth the return for Plains. Also, Anna Kanalkin back into the contest. Jacquino will get a breather. Meyer on the baseline will lob out to Matush. Toppers leading by a deuce. Sammy into the triple threat. Gets a high screen from Scroggins. She'll work left wing. Dribble drive. Cut off that baseline by Kanalkin. Out to Scroggins. Jade Scroggins. Down low. Reynolds all alone. Off the window. No, but free throws for Emily Reynolds. Fifth team foul on Plains. They will get Hergenrother. Hillsborough's had a couple of those backdoor opportunities. Plains overplaying out on the perimeter, trying to counteract that three-point shooting. Putting a lot of pressure on the ball. Reynolds at the foul line. Toss good. Emily Reynolds' first point. Hillsborough's first trip to the foul line. A three-point lead for the Toppers. Their biggest lead was four. Plains hasn't led by more than one. Free throw for Reynolds. Good. No, it's not. Went around the world three times in a soft rollout. A three-point lead for the Toppers, 23-20. 6:15 for the first half. Allie Frazee out front working on Scroggins. Toppers started zone. Now they're man-to-man. Hergenrother on the right wing. Guarded by Blankenship. Top of the key to Frazee. On the curl. Went past the intended target. That was Kanalkin. Went to Long. She missed the 16-footer. And the rebound down to Sammy. Matush being guarded by Anna Kanalkin. Off to Meyer. In the corner goes to Jade Scroggins. She will bring it out ahead of the key. Bounce pass. Meyer. Can she get five? No. Rebound is picked up by Plains and a foul on Macy Blankenship. Third team foul on the Toppers, first on Blankenship. 23-20, Toppers lead. Caroline Giacchino back in after a short rest. She'll replace Allie Frazee. Huge crowd here tonight. It is a sellout here in Toppertown. Greenville and Porta next. Here's Giacchino on the left wing with Hergenrother. Top of the key to Emily Long on the right wing to Giacchino. High above her head, puts it in the corner to Kanalkin. She will spin away from trouble. Top of the key to Long. Emily Long now off to Hergenrother on the right wing. Good defense from the Toppers. Hergenrother, left-handed runner, too strong off the window. Rebound picked up off the floor by Matouche. Gets it away to Scroggins. 3-on-2, fast break. Jade to Rupert. She'll fire from 12, left it short. And Hillsboro settled there. Rebound down to Smith. Asia Smith all the way to the rim, stripped and fouled. Fourth team foul on the Toppers at the 5:02 mark of the opening half. And boy, when Smith gets in the open floor, she is not going to stop unless you force her to stop. And we'll get Jade Scroggins with her first personal. Out of bounds for Plains. And it goes to Kanalkin. Finds Giacchino and an offensive foul, a moving screen on Plains. That will be the first turnover of the ball game for either team. And for Hergenrother, her second personal. What an atmosphere. And so far, the ball game living up to the hype. Everybody I talked to before the ball game tonight could not wait for this contest. Lots of anticipation for this ball game. Scroggins motioning Meyer off the right side. Jade wants to go to work on Giacchino. Now she brings it back between the circles. Meyer left side of the key. Skip pass to Rupert. Aubrey Rupert into the hands of Scroggins. Jade, hesitation bounce. Matouche will come and get the basketball on the right wing. Sammy for three. Missed it. And the rebound down to Plains and Macy Kanalkin. Quick pass in the front court to Giacchino. She'll line up the three ball, almost bank that one in. Rebound down to Matouche. The Cardinals have already banked in two threes, both from the top of the key. In the corner to Rupert. Aubrey Rupert, dribble drive, lost the handle and turned it over. First Topper turnover. Plains has the basketball, trailing by three, halfway through quarter number two. Giacchino out front, being guarded by Scroggins. Claire Tester back on the floor for the Toppers. Oh, nice backdoor layup. Good for Giacchino off the find from Smith. 13 for Caroline Giacchino and a one-point lead for Hillsboro, 23-22. That was beautiful. Scroggins works left side, being checked by Giacchino. Jade keeps the bounce alive into the hands of Meyer. On the right wing to Rupert. Sammy, bad pass by Aubrey Rupert. Sammy had her defender sealed, but the pass was errant. Second Topper turnover. Here comes Plains. Asia Smith will stop from outside the lane, too strong. Rebound tapped around, picked up by Long. Her follow spins out, and the rebound down to Tester, and she's fouled. That puts Plains over the limit on their seventh team foul. We'll shoot the one in bonus on the north end of the floor. The foul, let's see, went on Asia Smith. That's her second. Meyer out, Emily Reynolds back in for the Toppers as Claire Tester will be at the free throw line. The 5'7 sophomore, 2 points tonight. Hillsboro nursing a one-point lead. Free throw is off the heel too strong and the rebound down to Plains. Hillsboro 1-3 from the foul line. 3:10 first half. Giacchino goes behind the back on Scroggins. Nice move, cut off at the foul line. Off to Macy Kanalkin. In the corner, she leaves it for twin sister Anna. On the left wing with Frazee. Top of the key to Giacchino now. Cut off right side to Macy Kanalkin. Here's Frazee. Left side of the key. Being guarded by Matouche. Frazee puts it on the floor. Cut off by Sammy. 2:45 for the first half. Sammy overplays. Now a miscommunication as Frazee turned it over. Rupert into the front court. She will leave it off for Reynolds. Emily Reynolds on the baseline. Back out to Rupert. Aubrey Rupert, Scroggins, head fake on the three. She absorbs contact, wild shot, missed it, and the rebound down to Emily Long for Plains. Not a good shot there for the Toppers. Giacchino down low, doss it off the window, it's good. Check that, Macy Kanalkin with the bucket, her first of the night, and Plains back in front, 24-23. 10 for the first half. Hillsborough have had a couple of ill-advised shots here in the last couple of possessions. Rupert for three. Got it. That's not ill-advised. Right on time. Aubrey Rupert. 26-24 toppers. 2 minutes first half. Left wing with Macy Kanalkin. In the corner it goes to Frazee. She'll fire left corner pocket three. Missed it. And the rebound down to Rupert. Aubrey Rupert handling in the backcourt. Has trouble. Has her pocket picked clean by Kanalkin. She missed it. Rebound Frazee. Missed it. To the floor. Picked up by Plains. Three ball. Frazee missed it again. And boy, did Hillsborough dodge four separate bullets right there. 90 seconds for the half. Toppers have the ball and a two-point lead. Sammy Matouche has just 2 points. Rupert, two in a row. You betcha, Aubrey Rupert. Back-to-back triples for Aubrey. Biggest lead of the night for the Toppers at 5-29-24. 75 seconds for the first half. Here's Jaquino on the curl. She traveled. Yep. Third Plains turnover. She caught the ball deep in the heart of the lane, and she took that extra step trying to get to the left side of the rim. Maddie Dossett back in for Plains. Also, Asia Smith returns. Looks like Macy Kanalkin and Emily Long out. 65 seconds for the first half. A five-point lead for the Toppers. Scroggins turns the corner now. She's cut off on the right wing. Out front to Aubrey Rupert. Between the circles, back to Jade. 50 seconds for the first half. Plains led by one after one. Hillsborough now leads by five. Into the hands of Kylie Meyer. See if Hillsborough is going to try to hold for the final shot. High stack here, running some clock. Matouche turns the corner, cut off. Top of the key to Scroggins. Oh, steal by Asia Smith. What a steal from Smith. And then she missed the layup. Good contest from Scroggins. And the rebound is going to be picked up by Tester. We have a foul or somebody out of bounds. It is Hillsborough ball. Wow. Hillsborough dodges another one. After the great steal by Asia Smith, Jade Scroggins came back, contested the layup, made it a tough one. And then Claire Tester, with grit and tenacity, able to get possession for the Toppers. Hillsborough's been fortunate three separate times in the half. They lead by five. 13 seconds for the first half of this sectional semifinal. High post to Tester. Backdoor Sammy. Off the window. It's good for Matouche. Her second field goal. She has four. A seven-point lead. Three quarters court at the horn off the top of the backboard. And at the half of this sectional semifinal, as the Topper fans come to their feet, it is Hillsborough 31, Pleasant Plains 24. We're back to Topper Town in 30 seconds. Tim Eyes back here at Hillsborough. A seven-point lead for the Toppers as we get set for the start of the third quarter. Hillsborough came out of the locker room, went straight to the bench. The starters sat down to just take it easy. They did not take any warm-up shots at the half. So we'll see if they stay on fire as they were in the first half. What a display for the Toppers. Eight triples in that first half of play. Greenville and Porta, semifinal number two here tonight at Hillsborough's. We have three state-ranked teams here at the Hillsborough sectional. Greenville, the second-ranked team. Hillsborough ranked ninth. Plains ranked 10th. Here we go. Plains gets the basketball to start the third quarter, trailing by seven. Jaquino, Frazee, Long, Hergenrother, and Anna Kanalkin. They will go back door and almost throw it away and crash it into the sidewall, picked up by Rupert. Aubrey Rupert races into the front court. Leads it back for Scroggins. Jade, dribble drive, kicks Matouche. Corner pocket three, missed it. Offensive rebound, Claire Tester. Out to Rupert. Down low, Scroggins. Left hand, missed it. Rebound again to Tester, stripped away, picked up by Plains. Here come the Cardinals. Toppers have Meyer, Tester, as Anna Kanalkin on the curl. Oh, she missed the layup. Too strong off the window. Hergenrother saves it right to Meyer. Scroggins, Meyer, Tester, Rupert, and Matouche for the Toppers. A seven-point lead for Hillsborough. Just about 1 minute gone by in the second half. Meyer on the left wing. Back up top to Scroggins. Jade back to Kylie. She'll bring it across the head of the key. Bounce past the Scroggins on the right wing. Kanalkin hits the deck. Tester left alone. 14-footer. Yes for Claire Tester. Four for Tester. Biggest lead of the night for the Toppers at 9. 33-24. Long way to go. Hergenrother right wing. Oh, nice spin. Kicks out. Jaquino open. 4-3. Got it. Caroline Jaquino has 16. Boy, she can stroke it. 33-27 Toppers. Scroggins out front, being guarded by Frazee. Jade on the right wing, keeps the dribble alive. Gets a screen from Rupert. Off to Meyer, left wing. Right back to Scroggins it goes. Brett Teakin pacing in front of that topper bench. Claire Tester, top of the key. Right wing to Scroggins. Jade to the right elbow, cut off. Pocket pick. Jade got it back, then stripped away. Fifth, Hillsborough turnover. You know Plains is going to make a run. Can Hillsborough weather it? Anna Kanalkin, she traveled. Shuffled her feet at the top of the key, an unforced Plains turnover. Asia Smith quickly into the ball game for Plains, replacing Anna Kanalkin. Sideline trigger for the Toppers in the backcourt. Meyer gets it into Jade Scroggins. Jade will come across the timeline with the right-hand bounce. Working on Frazee. Had it stripped away. Now it's off of her foot into the backcourt. It was tipped by Plains. No, it was not. Off the foot of Jade Scroggins. It will be the sixth Hillsborough turnover. The official hesitated for a moment, but I do think that was the right call. It went off of Scroggins' foot initially. 5:40 for the third quarter. A six-point lead for the Toppers. Plains has the ball. Hergenrother on the left wing. Top of the key with Emily Long. Into the hands of Frazee on the right wing. Hergenrother, 18-footer left wing, yes, for Heidi Hergenrother. Her first field goal, she has 3 points, and the lead is down to four. Little 5-0 spurt here for Plains. Matouche, oh, Smith got her from behind as Sammy made the spin move. Asia Smith, bounce pass to Frazee, goes over her hands, then Myers out of bounds. It'll be Plains' ball. That was great defense as Matouche made the spin, never saw Asia Smith coming, and Brett Teakin wants a timeout. 5:12 for the third quarter. Hillsborough 33, Pleasant Plains 29. You're listening to the Class 2A sectional semifinal on WSMI. Good timeout from Brett Teakin. A little 5-0 spurt for Plains, and they have the basketball. 5:12 for the third quarter. A 4-point lead for Hillsborough. Baseline out of bounds for Plains. Long gets it into Smith. She will drive baseline. Layup is good for Asia Smith. Her first bucket, and it's 7 unanswered. By Plains, 33-31 Toppers. Matouche kicks to Tester. Little ball fake. Top of the key to Jade Scroggins. Kicks to Meyer. 4-3, too strong off the top of the backboard. Rebound down to Smith. Asia brings it out in a hurry. Got to stop her at the foul line. Now she'll pick up the bounce, leaves it off for Frazee. Jaquino for the lead. Got it. Caroline Jaquino buries the triple. She has 19. And a 10-0 run for Plains after Hillsborough had a 9-point lead. Meyer right back at you, missed it. And the rebound down to Asia Smith. Cardinals have the momentum right now. Bounce pass, Hergenrother off the window, missed it again. Rebound down to Meyer. Plains has missed a number of those. Out to Matouche. Boy, that 9-point lead disappeared quickly. Sammy lost it out of bounds, deflected off of Plains. 4:13 for the third quarter. A 10-0 run for Plains after trailing by 9. Baseline out of bounds for Hillsborough as Meyer will throw in. Out front to Rupert. Left wing to Scroggins. Jade to Aubrey. She'll fire the 3. Missed it too strong. Rebound, and we have a foul on Matouche. Her first, team's first of the second half. Plains erased that 9-point deficit in about 2 minutes. Plains with a 1-point lead and the ball. Frazee into the front court. Left wing to Hergenrother. Top of the key to Jaquino. Bounce pass to Smith. Asia, little head fake all the way to the rim. Left-hand layup. Oh, she missed that one. And the rebound down to Rupert. She was kind of fading away and left it short. Here's Meyer. Bounce pass to Rupert. Aubrey. Into the front court. She wants somebody to come and get the basketball. Now she will turn the corner. Poked away. And then Rupert got it back. Hillsborough fortunate there. Into the hands of Tester. Off to Scroggins. Topper's a little disjointed right now. Again, the steal as Scroggins turned right in to the trouble. 8th, Topper turnover. Smith, oh, nice hesitation. Bounce layup. She missed it again. Rebound down to Matouche. Plains missing multiple layups. Sammy didn't see Rupert as she had her head down dribbling up the floor. Matouche. to Meyer. Corner. Rupert. Three. Missed it. Rebound down to Plains. 3 minutes, third quarter. Frazee on the right wing. And TJ Frazee wants a timeout. Plains is missing all sorts of layups. 2:57 for the third quarter. Pleasant Plains 34. Hillsboro 33. Back to Hillsboro in the sectional semifinal following these messages on WSMI. Plains in a 10-0 run to take a one-point lead. They have the basketball inside of 3 minutes for the third quarter. Emily Long in the right corner, and she got trouble with the handle, got called for the carry. Bounce got high on her with the left hand. Turnover number six on Plains. 34-33. Plains leads. Toppers have the ball. Chiquino with the defense on Matouche. Sammy into the front court. Handling out front. She's been held in check here tonight. Across the floor, left wing to Rupert. Aubrey Rupert into the hands of Meyer in the corner to Emily Reynolds, who checked in at the timeout. Finds Matouche on the curl, and she was fouled on the catch. The ball ended up hitting Sammy right in the face. 2:27 for the third quarter. They'll get Jaquino with her second. Baseline out of bounds for the Toppers. Toppers stack everybody right side of the lane. Sammy will lob it out to Meyer at the volleyball spike line. Return pass to Matouche on the right wing. Spins, leaves for Rupert. Aubrey drives baseline, cut off, back to Sammy. Off her hands, turned over. Ninth Topper turnover. Here comes Jaquino. Leaves the pass for Frazee. Tipped by Meyer, and the ball is loose on the floor. And Tester, and we get a timeout. TJ Frazee got the timeout as Plains had possession. 2:06, third quarter. 34-33, Plains leads. Back to Hillsboro in just a moment. Plains keeps possession after the headsy timeout from TJ Frazee. Toppers didn't think Plains had possession. 2 minutes for the third quarter. Plains on a 10-0 run after Hillsboro led by seven at the half, got the first bucket of the third quarter. Plains made that disappear quickly. Now they handle out near midcourt, 100 seconds for the third quarter. Hillsboro in the 1-2-2 zone. Tester on the point. Emily Long way out on the left wing. Chiquino hits the deck. Now the ball on the baseline. Frazee to Dossett. Here's Kanalkin. Missed it. Rebound tapped around. Picked up by Plains. Follow him, no. Frazee with the rebound. Stripped out of there. And we're going to get a jump ball. Hillsboro has the arrow. The Plains fans clamoring for a foul. Let's play on in a sectional semifinal. 80 seconds for the third quarter. Full court pressure for Plains, and it goes to Jade Scroggins. Jade in the backcourt now comes across the timeline. Up top gets a screen from Matouche in the corner to Meyer. Back to Scroggins. Toppers need a bucket here. Meyer fakes the three, puts it on the deck, gets to the foul line, leaves for Matouche. Final minute, third quarter. Sammy Matouche, dribble drive, stripped, fouled, and baseline out of bounds. Second foul of the half on Plains. And they're going to get Allie Frazee. That's her first. Akiah Harston will check in for the first time. Claire Tester will take a seat. Toppers in the road orange uniforms tonight here on their home floor. Meyer lobs it out to Matouche. Sammy, 4-3, got it. Sammy Matouche buries the three ball. She has seven. Toppers back in front, 36-34. 45 seconds for the third quarter. Chiquino on the left wing with Dawson. Back to Chiquino on the right wing into the hands of Kanalkin. Frazee has it out that volleyball spike line. Now Chiquino between the circles. Deflected by Meyer, off of Dawson, out of bounds. Great hands by Kylie Meyer. Seventh Plains turnover. Half a minute for the third quarter. Hillsboro back in front, 36-34, after Plains went on a 10-0 run to take a one-point lead. Scroggins comes into the front court, tries to turn the corner, cut off. Did a good job of covering Sammy. Harston has it at the right elbow. Back to Scroggins, 15 seconds for the quarter. Toppers should hold for the final shot. Meyer, left side of the key. Back to Scroggins with 10. Bad pass by Jade Scroggins. Don't know where she was going. Turned over. picked up by Kanalkin. Now she crosses over off her leg out of bounds and then off of Matouche. It'll be Plains ball. 2.3 seconds for the third quarter. Baseline out of bounds for Plains. They get it in. Back to Chiquino. Corner pocket. Missed it. And after three quarters, it is the Hillsboro Hilltoppers 36. The Pleasant Plains Cardinals 34. A trip to the Sweet 16 on the line when we come back with the money quarter. Following these messages on WSMI. Plains won the third quarter 10-5. Hillsboro leads the game by two. Cardinals get the basketball to start the money quarter. Asia Smith. Chiquino for three, and the lead got it again. Caroline Chiquino has 22 points tonight, and she has hit five three balls. 37-36 Plains. Scroggins turns the corner, and stolen again by Smith. Asia Smith again comes from behind, and now she gives it right back to Matouche. Sammy, layup, good. Nine for Matouche. Hillsboro has to be aware that when they turn the corner or make a spin move, Asia Smith is coming from behind for the pickpocket. Third separate time that's happened in the second half. 38-37 Toppers, 7-10 ball game. Greenville and Porta coming up next. Packed house here at Hillsboro. Asia Smith, and we have a foul on the Toppers. Reach in. Baseline out of bounds. They will get Harston. That's Nakia's first. Aubrey Rupert to the table. She'll check back in for Hillsboro. Emily Reynolds will take a seat. 7:05 for the ball game. Smith, nice find to Chiquino. Layup. Oh, she missed it. Gets a rebound back. Follow. Missed it again. Rebound down to Harston. Ripped away by Smith. It is off of Asia. Hillsboro ball. Pleasant Plains misses another two point-blank looks. That's got to be at least five or six layups they've missed tonight. They trail by a point. Full court pressure. Topper ball. Meyer gets it into Matouche, and they were having trouble, so Brett Teakin uses a timeout. 6:56 for the ball game. Hillsboro 38, Pleasant Plains 37. This ball game living up to the hype. Back to Hillsboro following these messages on WSMI. A one-point lead for Hillsboro, 38-37. Toppers facing full court pressure here. Rupert gets it in to Matouche underneath their own hoop. Man-to-man, full court pressure for Plains. Chiquino with the pressure on Sammy. She leaves it off for Jade Scroggins. Scroggins to the foul line. She's cut off. Got to be strong with the basketball now. Jade handles out front. High post to Sammy. Matouche backs down Chiquino. Dumps down to Harston. Tipped around off of Plains and Hergenrother. It'll stay with the Toppers, 6:37 for the sectional semifinal. Hillsboro students have been standing the entire time. It's beach night for the Topper students. Scroggins, bounce pass, Rupert. Corner pocket three, missed it. And the rebound down to Allie Frazee for Plains. She comes out in a hurry. They've got numbers. Bounce pass on the baseline to Kanalkin. She's cut off, out to Hergenrother. Top of the key to Chiquino. Asia Smith. 4-3, missed it off the heel. Good block out by Scroggins. She has the rebound. Jade, quick outlet to Meyer. Kylie Meyer will slow it up now and get it back to Scroggins. Aubrey Rupert all alone on the right wing. Top of the key to Scroggins. 6:05 for the ball game. Hillsboro 38, Plains 37. Rupert, left side of the key, leaves it on the left wing for Meyer. Sammy posted up left block. Oh, nice drop step. She missed it with the left hand, but she's fouled. Two free throws for Sammy Matouche. Hillsboro trying to win their first sectional game since 2010. Caroline Chiquino's third personal foul. Matouche has just 9 points tonight. Hillsboro has just 5 points in the half. Check that, 7 points in the half now. Free throw for Sammy, good. Such a good foul shooter. Bobby Allen told me at the regional about an 85% foul shooter on the year. 39-37 Toppers. Second free throw for Sammy to give Hillsboro a 3-point lead inside of 6 minutes to play. Got them both. 40-37 Hillsboro. Now the Toppers show a little bit of pressure. Asia Smith, middle of the floor to Chiquino. Bounce pass baseline long. Fires, left it short. Rebound down to Nakia Harston. Gets it off to Matouche. Greenville Porta next here at Hillsboro in our second sectional semifinal. 5.5 minutes for the ball game. Scroggins out front, being pressured by Giacchino, and Brett Teakin takes a timeout. That was close to a 5-second call. 5:31 for the ball game. 40-37, Toppers lead. Back to Hillsboro following these messages on WSMI. Packed house here in Hillsboro. All sorts of Porta fans forced to stand right now. No seats to be had. A 3-point lead for the Toppers. Rupert for three. Missed it, but it's going to belong to Hillsboro. Long rebound to Kylie Meyer in the right corner. The Toppers get a 2-possession lead. Scroggins on the spin. Meyer, now Rupert in the corner. Aubrey, dribble drive, dumps down to Harston. Nakaya kicks the Scroggins. Jade, head fake. Forces it up from 12, too strong. Rebound, oh, picked up by Harston. Rupert for three, way too strong out of the right corner. And now a reach-in foul on Harston. Her second, team's third. Great offensive rebound that time from Nakaya Harston. Hillsboro, though, could not capitalize. Rupert was too jacked up. 4:56 for the ball game. 40-37 Hillsboro. If you're the Toppers, you got to run Caroline Giacchino off that three-point line. She has 22 tonight. Asia Smith, left side of the key. Down in the block, Frazee. Here's Giacchino, wide open three. Oh, that one spun out. Soft rim out around the world and out. Rebound down to Matouche. Sammy splits the double team and a foul. Fourth team foul on Plains. They'll get Frazee on the block. That's her second. Giacchino will not have a better look than that. It was a great stroke and release. Just went around and out. Sideline front court trigger for Hillsboro. Then it goes to Jade Scroggins. 4.5 minutes for the ball game. Jade works left side. Top of the key to Rupert. That ball almost hit Aubrey in the face. She was fortunate to make the catch. Rupert crosses over, kicks to Harston on the baseline. Nakaya, dangerous pass deflected onto the stage by Frazee. It'll stay with Hillsboro. 4:16 for the game. Claire Tester to the table. She's checking in, replacing Harston. Nakaya gave the Toppers great minutes here on the second half. Anna Kanalkin will check in for Plains, replacing Allie Frazee. 14 fouls on Plains, 3 on Hillsboro. In the backcourt, it goes to Matouche. Sammy handling on Giacchino. Goes behind the back, kicks to Rupert. Aubrey on the left wing to Meyer. Double-teaming Matouche in the post. Sammy repositions. Now out top to Jade Scroggins. Halfway through the money quarter. Here's Tester into the hands of Sammy. Man-to-man for Plains. Matouche turns the corner. Underneath the rim, she's going to muscle it up and in for Matouche. She has a baker's dozen, but more importantly, a 5-point lead for the Toppers. 3:45 to play in the ballgame. Giacchino, wide open three, missed it. Off the other side of the backboard, rebound down to Matouche. Outlet to Jade Scroggins. Jade has numbers if she hurries. Bounce pass, Tester off the window. It's good for Claire. She has 6, the lead back to 7, and Plains needs a timeout. So Topper fans rise to their feet. 3.5 minutes for the ball game. Hillsboro 44, Pleasant Plains 37. Back to the sectional semifinal following these messages on WSMI. What a ball game on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville, the station you can count on. A 7-point lead for the Toppers, 44-37, 3:25 for this sectional semifinal. Asia Smith brings it into the front court for Plains. Left wing to Kanalkin. Anna puts it on the deck out to Giacchino. Into the hands of Long. Right wing to Frazee. Top of the key to Smith. Topper's in that zone piece right now. Frazee bounce past the Long left wing. She'll fire the three and hit it. Emily Long, big three. Her first points of the night, and they're big. Down to a 4-point lead inside of 3 minutes. Scroggins across the timeline. Jade will put it into the hands of Matouche. Sammy working on Giacchino. Keeps the bounce alive, dumps it down. Tester wide open and fouled. The foul on Frazee will be her third, team's fifth, and big free throws coming for Claire Tester. She's 0-for-1 at the line tonight. She missed the front end back in the second quarter. She'll get 2 tosses now. Her Toppers leading by 4-44 for the ball game. Big, big free throws. First toss, no good. This to make it a 5-point lead. The 5'7 sophomore 6 points on the night. Lines it up. And off the back rim, too strong. Missed them both. Rebound down to Kanalkin. Here comes Plains and Smith. Asia Smith to the foul line. Cut off there. Spins around. Kicks in the corner. Jacquino open. 4-3. Got it. Caroline Jacquino has 25, and she is a knockdown shooter. A one-point lead for Hillsborough. 2:20 for the ball game. Scroggins. Dangerous pass across the head of the key to Sammy. This needs to be Matouche time for the Toppers. Sammy, top of the key. Spins away from trouble. Keeps possession. Scroggins drives baseline and offensive on Jade Scroggins. 12th turnover on the Toppers. Fourth team foul. She got that off arm extended. A one-point lead for Hillsborough. 2:10 for the ball game. Topper fans didn't like it, but Jade Scroggins definitely extended that arm. 44-43. Toppers lead. Cardinals have the basketball. 2 minutes, sectional semifinal. Frazee works right side. Here's Kanalkin. Works on Tester. Kicks it to Smith through her hands. Picked up off the floor by Matouche. A costly turnover for Plains. Sammy crosses over, middle of the floor, down the lane, and she's fouled. That's on the floor, sixth team foul. Not over the limit yet. Baseline out of bounds. Anna Kanalkin with her second. 107 seconds for the ball game. 44-43 Hillsborough. Matouche will throw it in. Bounce pass to Reynolds on the left baseline. Aubrey. And she's fouled. That puts Plains over the limit. One and bonus for Aubrey Rupert. Third foul on Asia Smith. And these are free throws that Hillsborough has to have right now. 105 seconds for the ball game. The senior, Aubrey Rupert, at the line. Biggest free throws of her career. Got to make the first to get the second. She got it. The senior calmly knocks down the toss. Seven for Aubrey. Gets a pat on the shoulder from Sammy. A two-point lead for Hillsborough. This is the big one to make it a three-point game. Then Jacquino could only tie you. Second free throw. Got them both. Big tosses. Aubrey Rupert. Three-point lead Hillsborough. Clock running. 100 seconds for the ball game. Jacquino on the left wing. Bounce pass to Frazee. Hillsborough's man-to-man. Frazee. She carried it. The ball got above her shoulder. 10th Plains turnover. 95 seconds for the ball game. Hillsborough has possession in a three-point lead. Plains substitution here. Macy Kanalkin will check in. Who is she replacing? Asia Smith. Where is it going to be top or ball? There seems to be some confusion as to where the ball's at. Now Brett Teakin coming out on the floor. Not sure what's going on. Here, is there an issue with the ball? Oh, the ball! There's a ball stuck up there. I didn't even see that. The game ball was stuck. And, you know, Brett Teakin, he was a dead-eye shooter back in his day. One try, and he dislodged the ball. Yeah, I didn't even see that ball get stuck up there, but the game ball was lodged at the top of the backboard. Now we go. Into the hands of Matouche. She's trapped in the backcourt. Finds Scroggins on the sideline. Jade, middle of the floor. Bounce pass. Rupert off the window. Oh, she missed it. That's a big miss. 80 seconds for the ball game. Stays a three-point lead. Here's Kanalkin. Fouled on the floor. Wave it off. Fouled on the floor. The fifth team foul with a minute 19. Oh, Aubrey Rupert wishes she could have that back. Wide open. Left side. A bunny. And she left it short. Asia Smith in, Macy Kanalkin out. Second foul on Matouche. Three-point lead for the Toppers. 89 seconds to play. Baseline out of bounds. Into the hands of Long, out front to Smith. Jacquino in the right corner, and she's fouled by Matouche. Sixth team foul, still not over the limit. As Caroline Jacquino has 25 points tonight. She's hit six three-balls. Check that, seven three-balls. Claire Tester out, Nakia Harston returns for the Toppers. Minute 14 for the sectional semifinal. Hillsborough clinging to a three-point lead, 46-43. Jacquino for the tie, top of the key, missed it badly. Rebound, long rebound out to Meyer, into the hands of Matouche. Midcourt pass to Meyer. Kylie spins away from trouble, poked away again by Asia Smith. Man, she is good at that. Final minute ball game. Smith, head fake, dribble drive, layup, missed it. Rebound down to Harston. Nakia, and she is fouled. If Plains does not win this game, they will kick themselves for all the layups they have missed here tonight, at least seven of them, maybe more. Nakia Harston, the 5'8 sophomore, will be at the free throw line. Still one in bonus. You got to make the first to get the second. Fourth foul on Caroline, check that, on Asia Smith, and a timeout. 51.9 seconds for the sectional semifinal. Hillsboro 46, Pleasant Plains 43. Back to Hillsboro following these messages on WSMI. You can't ask for any more out of a high school basketball game than this. Plains led by one after one. Hillsboro led by seven at the half. Got it up to nine. Plains then went on a 10-0 run to take a one-point lead. Hillsboro has bounced back. They lead by three with Nakia Harston at the free throw line, the 5'8 sophomore. Huge free throw right here. Still one in bonus. The official at the table, TJ Frazee, is at the table as well. I'm not sure what they're talking about. Now Bob Allen is up. He's going to go to the scorer's table and inquire. Topper's trying to say it's two shots, I think. A little bit of confusion right now. Emotions are running high here at Hillsboro. Two officials now at the table. One of the Plains assistants is hot about something. TJ Frazee now talking towards the Hillsboro bench. Now both teams going back to the respective benches as the officials remain at the scorer's table. I'm not sure what this is in regards to. Nakia Harston got the rebound and was fouled. It's the eighth team foul, so it should be one in bonus for Hillsboro. TJ Frazee looks dissatisfied. He's shaking his head in disgust. Have no idea what that was about. It is one and one, which we knew all along. Huge free throw for the young sophomore, Nakia Harston. She lines up the toss. Oh, she left it way short. And the rebound down to Plains. 50 seconds for the ball game. Here comes Asa Smith. Poked away from behind, but Smith got it back. Plains maintains. Here's Long. Three ball for the tie. Emily Long got it. Tied at 46. 35 seconds for the ball game. Matouche comes across midcourt. Sammy Matouche. Plains hounding her. Kicks to Meyer. Top of the key to Scroggins. 25 seconds for the ball game. Jade crosses over. Aubrey Rupert. She will bring it top of the key. Bounce pass to Meyer. Into the hands of Sammy with 13. Is this Sammy time? Can she send the toppers to the Sweet 16? Matouche. Dribble drive, and she is fouled, and free throws for Matouche with 5.6 to play. It'll be one in bonus. They called it on the floor. Sammy Matouche at the free throw line to put Hillsboro ahead with 5.6 seconds to play, and that foul on Asia Smith is her fifth. She is out. TJ Frazee will take his time now with his substitution. It'll be Heidi Hergenrother. Toppers get everybody back. No Hillsboro player on the foul line. Sammy Matouche, the all-time leading scorer in Hillsboro history, in Montgomery County history, and now a timeout on the floor. 46-46, 5.6 for the game. Sammy Matouche at the foul line when we come back to Hillsboro following these messages. Sammy Matouche has scored more points than any Lady Topper in history. Has scored more points than any girls basketball player in the history of the great Montgomery County. And now she is at the foul line, a chance to put Hillsboro up. Got to make the first to get the second. She's 2 of 2 tonight, tied at 46. First toss is no good. Hit all the iron, kicked off. Here comes Plains. Frazee off to Long. Three blocked at the horn, and we will have overtime. After regulation, it is Hillsboro 46, Pleasant Plains 46. Back with bonus basketball following these messages on WSMI. Coppers missed four foul shots in the fourth quarter, proved to be costly as we play overtime. Matouche and Anna Kanalkin to jump for the extra session. And the tap is won by Sammy, and Hillsboro will get the first OT possession. That free throw for Matouche hit so much of the iron softly, I can't believe it didn't go down. It was not meant to be. And now Jade Scroggins throws it away. Meyer zigged when she should have zagged. 14th turnover. 3:45 for overtime. Hillsboro had chances at the foul line on a layup to extend the lead from three. Could not do it. And Emily Long hit a three to tie it. Now Anna Kanalkin stripped but fouled by Scroggins. Two free throws for Anna Kanalkin. 3:35 for OT. Kanalkin has not scored tonight. First trip to the free throw line. Free throw is no good. Rattled out. Greenville and Porter will have to wait a little bit longer. There's all sorts of fans waiting in the corners of the gymnasium to find a seat. Second free throw good for Kanalkin. Her first point puts Plains in front 47-46. Jade Scroggins in the backcourt gets a screen from Matouche. Jade in the left corner to Rupert. Aubrey Rupert leaves it for Matouche. Sammy. Top of the key, working on Kanalkin. Keeps the dribble alive. Now she'll attack left elbow. On the baseline, Scroggins. Jade. Out to Meyer. Dangerous pass. Kylie able to corral. Now she gets it away to Scroggins. Plains wanted to travel, but I think Meyer held that pivot foot just barely. Jade, step back three. Missed it. Rebound down to Plains. 3 minutes for overtime. 47-46 Cardinals. Here's Giacchino. Crosses over. All the way to the rim. Layup good. 27 for Giacchino, a three-point lead for Plains. In the front court to Meyer. Kylie Meyer back to Rupert. Aubrey for three. Missed it. Rebound Matouche. Put back won't go. Rebound to Tester. And Claire rises and put it home. Hillsboro needed that. Eight for Tester. A one-point lead for Plains. 2.5 for overtime. Out front with Frazee. Allie Frazee. Leaves it for Kanalkin on the left wing, guarded by Rupert. Hillsboro's man-to-man. Out front with Giacchino. Left wing to Hergenrother. Kanalkin has it on the left wing. Almost stripped away by Tester. Leaves it for Hergenrother. Back to Kanalkin. 2:05 for overtime. What a game. Matouche was at the foul line with 5 seconds to go. Missed the front end of the 1-1 in a tie game. Frazee out front working on Scroggins. Allie Frazee with the handle near midcourt. Oh, turned it over, threw it right to Claire Tester. Tester down the right side. Finds Matouche off the window. It's good, and Hillsboro back in front. 15 for Sammy. 100 seconds to play overtime. 50-49 Toppers. My goodness, what a great ball game. There will be no loser here tonight. Now a foul on Scroggins. She reached in on Frazee. Hillsboro over the limit, one in bonus for the junior guard, Allie Frazee. 91 seconds to play. 50-49, Toppers leading. Have to get a shoehorn to wedge all these people in this gymnasium right now. Frazee's toss, good. Pure for Allie Frazee. That ties the game at 50. For Hillsboro, got a block out here. Tester and Matouche in the low block position. The lefty, Allie Frazee, to give Plains the lead. Missed it. And the rebound down to Tester. Lost the rebound, and it's out of bounds to Plains. Oh, Claire Tester had it. It bounced off her leg, and then as she tried to corral it, it bounced on the end line. Plains ball, front court baseline, tied at 50, 88 seconds to play. And it goes to Allie Frazee. Off to Hergenrother. Into the hands of Giacchino. Caroline with 27 tonight. She works left side. Bounce pass to Frazee. Up top to Emily Long. She hit that big three late in regulation to tie it. 70 seconds for overtime. Top of the key to Hergenrother. Man-to-man for the Toppers. Bounce pass, Giacchino on the curl. Step throw. She missed the layup. Rebound belongs to Scroggins, and she is going to be fouled. With exactly 1 minute to play, That has T.J. Frazee hands buried in face. Another missed layup for Plains. And that's their 10th. Two free throws for Jade Scroggins. Hillsborough just 4 of 8 from the line in the money quarter. That's why we're playing overtime. After they went 1 of 3 in the first half. There's 7 of 11. Picked up 5 of 11 for the game. Scroggins free throw, good. That's a big toss. 7 for Jay. Need this one too. It's a 1-point lead for the Toppers. Exactly 1 minute on the clock for overtime. The senior toss. Got them both. Huge tosses, Jade Scroggins. Now you got to keep Plains off that 3-point line. Into the final minute of overtime. Jacquino keeps the bounce alive. Frazee on the left side of the key into the hands of Emily Long. Kanalkin on the curl. Stripped on the way up. Oh, she got it to go. What a move. Anna Kanalkin. She has 3. Jade Scroggins in the backcourt having trouble. And she needs to get across the timeline. Brett Tekin uses a timeout very wisely. 38.9 seconds for overtime. Hillsborough 52. Pleasant Plains 52. A berth in the Sweet 16 on the line. We're back to Hillsborough following these messages on WSMI. Sold out gymnasium here tonight. All the Porta and Greenville fans are standing literally all through the lobby and in the extra spaces in the gym. No seats for them right now. 52-52. Hillsborough has the ball, 38.9 seconds for overtime. Toppers had their chance at the end of regulation with the great Matush at the free throw line. She missed the front end. Scroggins handles on the left wing. Into the hands of Sammy with 25. Matush behind the back. Now she pulls it out top of the key with 20 seconds for the ball game. 17 seconds. Can Hillsborough get to the sectional final? Matush will leave it off for Scroggins. 10 seconds for overtime. Bouncing out the volleyball spike line, and Jade Scroggins threw it away. Matush was posted, and Jade just airmailed it. Now Plains will have a chance to win. Tied at 52, they will go the length of the floor. Plenty of time with 6.8 to play. Off to Frazee with 5. To midcourt, not quite with 2. Jacquino at the horn. Blocked by Matush, and how about double overtime? 4 quarters and an OT, not enough. 52-52. Second overtime coming up next on WSMI. Hillsborough lost a triple overtime game with the Highland Tournament to Bree Central in that Sunday game. Now they will play double overtime in the sectional semifinal. They've had the ball at the end of regulation and overtime, failed to score. They threw it away there and fortunate to play double OT. Our third jump ball, and this time Plains wins the tap. Then Frazee almost traveled to midcourt. Gets it off to Jacquino. Into the hands of Emily Long. What a game. Down low. Off the window. It's good for Hergenrother. Hillsborough lost sight of Heidi. 5 for Hergenrother. A 2-point lead for Plains. Matush on the right wing. Forces the issue. Lost the handle off of Plains. It'll stay with the Toppers. It will be Kylie Meyer to throw in for Hillsborough. They line everybody up along the free throw line. They will lob it out to Matush. It'll go into the backcourt. Sammy will go and retrieve. 3.5 minutes for the second overtime. Into the hands of Jade Scroggins. Gets a screen from Rupert. Jade off to Aubrey. Matush now comes against the basketball at the foul line. Sammy got away with an offensive foul right there. Rupert off the window, can't get it. Gets a rebound back. Follow, yes, for Aubrey Rupert. Aubrey with 10, tied at 54. 3:05, second OT. On the right wing with Hergenrother. On the curl, Frazee, nothing there. Hergenrother leaves it up top for Emily Long. Inside of 3 minutes for OT number 2. Jacquino, top of the key. Left wing to Frazee. Back door goes Hergenrother, cut off by Tester. Frazee attacks. Here's a 3, Long, missed it, and the rebound down to Claire Tester. She will get it into the hands of Matush. 2.5 minutes for the ball game. Second overtime. Sammy spinning at the top of the key. Asia Smith is fouled out for Plains. Meyer for three. Got it! Kylie Meyer, thank you very much. 15 for Kylie, her fifth triple. Three-point lead for the Toppers. 2:15 for the ball game. Left wing, Frazee. Top of the key, Kanalkin. She dribble drives, kicks, long, 16-footer baseline, air ball, rebound down to Tester. Off to Scroggins, into the hands of Matouche. Big shot, Kylie Meyer. She beat Porta for the Rivers and Holiday Tournament Championship. Well, that shot right there send Hillsborough to the Sweet 16. 110 seconds for double overtime. My goodness gracious. 57-54, Meyer spins away from the double. On the left wing, back into the hands of Matouche. 100 seconds for the ball game. Sammy handles out near midcourt. Into the hands of Meyer on the right wing. She's tied up, or we got a foul. Foul on Plains. Free throws for Kylie Meyer. T.J. Frazee cannot believe it. He thought it was a jump ball. Hillsborough would have had the arrow anyway. It's the fourth on Giacchino. At the free throw line, Kylie Meyer has not been there tonight. She's hit five threes for all 15 of her points. She'll get two tosses. Got to have them. Free throw is short, but it crawled over the front iron. Hometown bounce, thank you. 58-54. That makes it a two-possession game. This for a five-point lead. That one spun out, and the rebound down to Plains. 90 seconds for double overtime. 58-54 Hillsborough. Giacchino picked up her dribble. Underneath to Kanalkin, left-hand layup. Oh, she missed it again. Almost tapped up and then gets it back. Hergenrother's fouled. Two free throws for Heidi Hergenrother. Oh, Hillsborough wanted that rebound badly. 81 seconds for the ball game as we play the sectional semifinal in double overtime. Two state-ranked teams going toe-to-toe here tonight. The foul on Tester, her first. Free throw for Hergenrother is good. She has six. It's a three-point lead for Hillsborough. Toppers have to block out here. Tester and Matouche to low post position. Hergenrother's second free throw, missed it, and the rebound down to Matouche. She is double-teamed, and she will use a timeout. A minute 17 for double overtime in the sectional semifinal. Hillsborough 58, Pleasant Plains 55. Toppers have the ball when we come back following these messages on WSMI. Here we go. Three-point lead for the Toppers. Rupert gets it in to Sammy. Matouche in the backcourt. Plains wants the offensive foul on Matouche. They're not calling that in this spot. Sammy gets it off to Scroggins. 65 seconds for the second overtime. Matouche off to Jade. She's triple-teamed, gets it back to Matouche. A three-point lead for the Toppers. Sammy, top of the key to Meyer. Kylie Meyer, bounce pass to Jade. Again, Hillsborough has the ball here in the final minute. They had it at the end of regulation, missed the free throw. Had it at the end of overtime, turned it over. Now the foul on Plains. It will send Jade Scroggins to the free throw line. Jade knocked down two huge free throws in the first overtime. She can give Hillsborough a two-possession lead. She'll get two tosses. 54.8 for the game. Free throw is no good, rattled out. Hillsborough's leaving points at the free throw line. Plains has left points with the missed layups. This is the big one to make it two possessions. Toss, good. Pure, didn't even graze the iron. A four-point lead for the Toppers. 59-55, 50 seconds for the sectional semifinal in the second overtime. Off to Giacchino. Kicks in the corner. Long for three. Missed it. Rebound down to Rupert and a foul on Plains. As the Hillsborough fans can maybe start to sense it a little bit now. Hillsborough, though, needs to knock down foul shots. They missed four of them in the money quarter that allowed this game to get to overtime. And then turned it over at the end of the first overtime. Fortunate Plains didn't get a shot off both at the end of regulation and overtime. Plains' shot was blocked. Aubrey Rupert tonight has 10 points. She knocked down two huge free throws in the fourth quarter. She'll get two tosses right now. A four-point lead for Hillsborough. The winner into the sectional final. And we have a whistle. Did someone call timeout? Yep. 42.6 for double overtime. Hillsboro 59, Pleasant Plains 55. We're back to the sectional semifinal following these messages on WSMI. Plains played in the super sectional last year. They're going to need the Hillsboro Hilltoppers to miss some foul shots down the stretch. Hillsboro leads by 4 in double overtime. Rupert's free throw, no good. She gets 2, though. Hillsboro missing foul shots. Just 2 of 5 here on the second overtime. Toss is no good. That thing hung on the rim and fell off. 40 seconds for double OT. Here's Dossett. Off to Emily Long. Top of the key to Jaquino. That is a deep 3 air ball. Picked up by Dossett. Blocked by Tester. And then Long corrals it underneath. Here's Jaquino. Open look. Top of the key 3. Buried it. Caroline Jaquino has 30 as she hits another 3. 24.2 seconds for double overtime. The missed free throws. Keeping it interesting. 59-58 toppers. Back to Hillsboro in the sectional semifinal following these messages. Hillsboro's had multiple chances to salt this game away at the foul line. They have not done it. Just 2 of 6 in double overtime. After they missed a chance in a tie game late in regulation at the free throw line. A 1-point lead for Hillsboro. Rupert needs to get it in. And Brett Tekin takes a timeout. Woo! 24 seconds for double overtime. 59-58, Hillsboro clinging to a 1-point lead. You're listening to sectional semifinal basketball on WSMI. Toppers get the ball into Matouche. Plains coming for the steal. Then Sammy in trouble at midcourt calls the timeout. 12.7 for double overtime. 59-58, Toppers lead by a point, and I think that was their final timeout. We'll come back to Hillsboro in 40 seconds. Greenville and Porta will have to continue to wait. 59-58 Hillsboro in double overtime. Toppers have the ball, 12.7. Midcourt sideline trigger. Meyer will lob it in to Matouche. She's going to be trapped in the corner. She will bounce out of trouble, and she's fouled by Macy Kanalkin. 10.2 for the second overtime. 2 free throws for Sammy Matouche after she missed the front end at the end of regulation that could have potentially given Hillsboro the win. Sammy with 15 tonight. Gots to have these tosses. Toppers lead by 1. Free throw for Matouche. Good. That puppy didn't even think about touching the iron. A 2-point lead for the Toppers. Both Caroline Jaquino and the 3-point prowess of Plains, you want a 3-point lead. If she misses this, bad things could happen. She got it. 17 for Sammy. 3-point lead. Will we have triple overtime, or is Hillsboro going to be sweet in 2019? Jaquino for 3 in the tie. Oh, she banked it in. My goodness. She banked it in, and we will have triple overtime. You have got to be kidding me, Caroline Jaquino. Holy cow. After 2 overtimes, we are tied at 61, and thank goodness Sammy made both. We'll come back with the third overtime following these messages. Caroline Jaquino has 33 points. She banked in the 3 at the end of double overtime to tie it. The third triple Plains has banked in tonight. Second triple overtime game of the year for Hillsboro. How about that? Tied at 61 after 2 overtimes. Matouche. The tap is on the floor. It will get a jump ball. Hillsboro has it on the arrow. Or are we going to have? Nope, we're just going to jump it again. It'll be Reynolds and I think Hergenrother to jump now. One of the best ball games you will ever see, especially in a sectional semifinal. 2 state-ranked teams. Reynolds wins the tip, and it goes into the hands of Matouche. Sammy. Floats it up off the window. Soft roll, and it goes down for Sammy. She has 19. Jaquino in the left corner. Banked in the 3. What a pressure shot. Hergenrother off to Jaquino. She's playing with 4. Dribble drive blocked and fouled by Meyer. Free throws for Caroline Giacchino. A lot of these fans have been standing for a long, long time. They don't have a seat. They came in for the 7:30 start of semifinal number two. There's no place for them to go. They've opened up the band area on the south end. People up there. Free throw for Giacchino. Short for Caroline. 33 points for Giacchino. She's hit 9 threes. Free throw for Giacchino. Good. Gets 1 out of 2. She has 34 for the ball game. A 1-point lead for Hillsboro. 63-62. 3:25 for triple overtime. Hillsboro lost to Bree Central in 3 OTs at Highland. Matouche off to Scroggins. Jade brings it top of the key. Greenville and Porta sometime tonight. It'll be the second semifinal. Out front with Aubrey Rupert. Feeds the post to Matouche. Sammy spins baseline off the window. It's good for Matouche. 21 for Sammy. A 3-point lead for the Toppers. Giacchino steps into a three. Missed it this time. Long rebound to Hergenrother. And Plains will reset. 2:45 for the third OT. Into the hands of Kanalkin. That's Macy. Up top with Hergenrother. Man-to-man. Giacchino on the curl. Missed the layup. Rebound down to Rupert. She leaves it back for Sammy. Hillsboro needs a good possession here. Matouche almost had it poked loose. Gets it off to Scroggins. Jade needs to get across the timeline. She will with the pass to Matouche. Sammy tucks it under her right arm out at the volleyball spike line. A 3-point topper lead in triple overtime. Matouche picked up the dribble, bounced past the Scroggins. Plains coming with that hard trap. Scroggins almost had it picked away, but picked up the ball just in time. Matouche steps off, tests her left hand. Oh, she missed it. Rebound down to Plains. 2 minutes of the ball game. Claire was wide open, tried to use the offhand and just overshot it. Frazee all the way to the rim. Layup. She missed it. Tester tips the rebound around, picks it up, and she's fouled. Hillsboro's missed a bunch of free throws. Plains has missed a boatload of layups. Shots I guarantee you they make all year long. They've missed them here tonight. Both those instances are the reason we play in triple overtime in the sectional semifinal. Everything's two shots the rest of the way. The foul was on Macy Kanalkin, her second. Tester missed the free throw. Toppers were just 2 of 6 in the second overtime. Now missed their first one here in triple overtime. Now I'm running out of room on my score sheet. I'm only set up for 2 OTs. She missed it again. Rebound down to Plains. 105 seconds. Here comes Long. All the way to the rim. She missed it. Got too close, and it's out of bounds off of the Toppers. 102 seconds to play in the sectional semifinal. Emily Reynolds will check in for Hillsboro, replacing Claire Tester. What a game. 65-62 Toppers in triple OT. Baseline out of bounds. Giacchino gets it into Frazee at the foul line. Back to Caroline. She's hit 9 threes, has 34 points. Turns the corner, stripped. It is off of Hillsboro. It'll stay with Plains, 94 seconds to play. Baseline out of bounds. Giacchino gets it into the corner to Hergenrother. Off to Frazee. Long left side of the key into the hands of Dossett. Here's Giacchino on the left wing with Emily Long. 80 seconds for the third overtime. Out front with Hergenrother. Hillsboro leading 65-62. That pass is tipped by Reynolds. Comes up here on the stage right by our broadcast position. And it'll be Plains ball. 73 seconds to play. These kids have to be exhausted. This has been all out from the opening tap. Emily Long looking. Oh, lobs down. Dossett blocked by Rupert. Picked up underneath by Scroggins. Into the hands of Matouche. She was double-teamed off to Jade. Back to Matouche. Final minute. Long pass front court. Rupert puts it on the deck. Left-hand layup. Oh, she missed it. Bad shot for Hillsboro. Final minute, third OT. 53 seconds. Giacchino drives, attacks, and draws the foul. Hillsboro's had so many chances late in these overtimes and at the end of regulation to get it to a two-possession game, and they have not been able to do it. Just trying to survive and advance. Caroline Giacchino at the free throw line. She made one out of two a moment ago. This toss good. 35 for Caroline Giacchino. Reynolds out, Tester back in. Again, the toppers must block out. A two-point lead for Hillsboro, 49.9 seconds for the third OT. Second free throw, short, and the rebound belongs to the toppers and Rupert into the hands of Matouche. Sammy, double teamed. Long pass in the front court to Meyer. She will wisely pull it back, give off to Rupert, now to Sammy. Clock running, 35 seconds for the sectional semifinal. We have been here before. Toppers lead with the ball. Jade Scroggins, top of the key. Into the hands of Matouche, 25 seconds. Back to Jade. And Scroggins is fouled with 23.7 seconds. Can the Toppers make two free throws and make it a two-possession game? Scroggins has made three out of four of her foul shots, all coming in the overtimes. Both teams well into the double bonus. A two-point lead for Hillsboro. The senior Scroggins at the foul line. Toss rattled down for Jade. She has 10, and here's the big one to make it four. As good as Caroline Giacchino is, if Hillsboro doesn't foul her, she can't get a four-point play. She banked in the three at the end of double overtime to force the third overtime. Scroggins for a four-point lead. Got it. Big foul shots, Jade Scroggins. Here we go. 67-63 toppers, 20 seconds. Giacchino, left wing, cut off, dribbles into the corner, into the hands of Emily Long. Deep three, missed it. Into the hands of Aubrey Rupert, off to Matouche. Sammy Matouche with eight. Bounce alive, midcourt with six, and the toppers might do it. The topper fans will rise to their feet. A four-point lead and 6.9 seconds to play in triple overtime. What a ball game. I said at some point near the end of regulation there was going to be no losers tonight. Who knew three overtimes later that statement would be very, very true. Toss, good. 22 for Sammy Matouche. It's a five-point lead, just 6.9 to play for Hillsboro. Do not foul. Don't get anywhere near them. Second free throw, got it. 23 for Sammy, a six-point lead, 6.9 to play. Plains gets the midcourt without the clock running. Giacchino, desperation three, missed it, off the backboard, one, that's it. The toppers are sweet in 2019 after a triple overtime victory over Pleasant Plains. 69-63 is the final, one of the best high school basketball games I have ever seen. High level on both sides. Back and forth they went. Caroline Giacchino goes for 35. Sammy Matouche ends with 21 as Hillsboro into the sectional final Thursday night. And we'll have it for you live here on FM 106 after a triple overtime victory over Pleasant Plains. Wow, what a gutsy effort from both teams here tonight. And for Pleasant Plains, they will kick themselves about the missed layups and missed opportunities here tonight as Plains jogs off the court. Their season is done. For the Toppers and head coach Brett Teakin, their season rolls on. They will play for the sectional final on Thursday night here on their home floor. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll eventually talk to head coach Brett Teakin following these messages on WSMI. What a ball game here tonight in three overtimes. Hillsboro beats Pleasant Plains 69-63 as the Toppers had a chance at the end of regulation, didn't get it done. Had a chance at the end of overtime, didn't get it done. Led by three at the end of the second overtime, and Caroline Giacchino banked in a three to force the third overtime. As Dave Kane wanders around on the floor, he just shook his head and mouthed the words, wow. And that's about all that can be said. At some point, we will talk to Brett Teakin, but he's going to be mobbed by all sorts of other media who can actually get down and talk to him. He has to come up to me, but he will get to us eventually. Will Brett Teakin, as his toppers improved to 26-5, and they will play for the sectional championship for the first time since 2010 in one of the best high school basketball games I have ever seen. There was not a turnover in the first quarter. Plains led 17-16 after one. Hillsboro opened up a 31-24 halftime lead after outscoring Plains 15-7. Hillsboro got the lead up to 9. Plains then went on a 10-0 run to take a lead in the third quarter. And from that point, we seesawed back and forth, back and forth. And eventually, Hillsboro gets it done in the third overtime, 69-63. Sammy Matouche finished with 23 points. Jade Scroggins had 11. Kylie Meyer with 16. 10 for Aubrey Rupert. 8 points for Claire Tester. 1 point for Emily Reynolds. For Pleasant Plains, it was the Caroline Giacchino show. She finishes with 35 points. She hit 9 three-pointers, but none in that third overtime. She's actually the only Cardinal to reach double figures. 9 for Allie Frazee. 6 apiece for Heidi Hergenrother and Emily Long. 2 points apiece for Macy Kanalkin and 2 points for Asia Smith. Remarkable here tonight, and now just masses of humanity all over the gymnasium right now as we got Topper fans leaving, Plains fans leaving, Porta fans filing in, Comet fans filing in, and Brett Teakin has filed his way over to our broadcast position. And Teak, that was sort of awesome.
Oh, man, that was crazy.
As you have, when you're involved in a game like that, you can't really appreciate how good of a ball game it was, but that was high level.
Oh, yeah, it was. I mean, you're so focused on the next play, the next defensive possession, what you got to do, looking up and seeing fouls, and you don't really appreciate what you're a part of.
Right. And, that, I mean, that's one of the best high school games I think I've ever seen in my life. Your second triple overtime game of the year.
Yeah.
And, hey, did you learn anything from playing a triple overtime game earlier in the year?
Not to have anybody foul out helps a lot.
Teak, it was one of those situations where it didn't look like it was going your way. You have Matouche at the foul line at the end of regulation. Shockingly, she missed the free throw. I don't know how it didn't go down. Soft touch at all the rim, kicked out. Turned the ball over at the end of first overtime. They bank in a three on you at the end of the second overtime. So as you huddled your kids together for that third overtime, what's the message?
Just don't quit. And we've been in one of these before. We know how it can go. And our goal is to be 500 in them. Just keep plugging away. Keep playing defense. Keep getting to the shooters. They banked in 3 three-pointers on the night. I said, just we can pull it off and we keep working.
In the first half, it was everybody but Sammy doing the scoring. You hit 8 threes in the first half. Kylie Meyer had 4. Jade Scroggins had 2. Aubrey Rupert had 2. And we've talked about it before. That's been the key to your team all year. The other toppers not named Sammy Matouche.
Yeah, and you look, we almost had 5 people in double figures tonight. We had Sammy and Kylie and Jade and Aubrey and Claire were both right there with like 8 and 9, I think, each. And that's why I told them it's a huge team effort, and it was a great job by everybody.
Plains, they would not go away. You built that 9-point lead in the third quarter, and I think probably a lot of people in the orange and black thought, okay, we're in a good spot, we got them. And then about 2 minutes later, it's a 10-0 run, and you're losing.
Yeah, they are such a well-coached and good defensive team, and they shoot from the perimeter so well also. It's, in a sense, it's a little bit of a mirror image of us. They've got a lot of players that can hit the three, and Emily Long hit a couple late in the game to, or I think it was in that third or early in the fourth, to kind of bring him back, and you just never know.
It's hard to separate the end of regulation and all the different overtimes. It's just kind of all a blur at this point, but, man, what a special night. And on your home floor, in front of a crowd like this, you got all the Porter and Greenville people. They can't even get a seat because no one has left. I mean, that was just a special atmosphere. You have to love the way that your kids – I mean, they dug down deep to get that win.
Sammy didn't have a break all night. Kylie maybe had a 2-minute break. Jade maybe had a couple-minute break. But with their defensive pressure, I didn't think we could could take our guard play out very much, or we get in trouble. So they piled on a lot of minutes. We're going to have a pretty easy practice tomorrow, I can guarantee you that.
Probably a lot of foul shooting.
Probably some foul shooting in there too. So, we could have iced it a little better if we had done that.
And, you know, when you're missing, and you're a good free throw shooting team, that's what made it so strange. You had the right kids at the line. Sammy, obviously, Jade, Aubrey. But some nights they just don't go down, and it happened to be one of those nights in a very tough spot.
I'll tell you what, they're 16, 17-year-old kids,
yeah.
And there's a huge crowd in here, and it's a little bit tougher, a little bit different. Even though you talk about routine, it's still just a little bit different.
Teak, it's been such a special year, and you guys have talked about it's been a redemption type of season while you're in the Sweet 16.
We made it to the Sweet 16. Now we want to keep getting greedy. You always say one more.
Yeah.
We want one more. We want one more. So we're in that boat again right now. We want one more. My daughter goes to Illinois College, and she wants to see us play there. So I told her we're going to try to get there.
That's a good reason, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
No matter who you play on Thursday, it will be a team you played and beat in the regular year.
Yeah, they're both tough teams. They both bring a little bit different challenge as you look at them and stuff. But this is just a loaded sectional. There's not a bad team, not an average team in the bunch. They're all really good teams.
Three state-ranked teams. You knocked one off tonight. Obviously, you're ranked in state as well, and I think a lot of people around the area would like to see a rematch of Hillsboro and Greenville. You don't care who you play.
I don't care. It doesn't matter who we play at this point. You got to go through somebody really good, no matter who it is. So we'll just watch and not really cheer and just see who we got on Thursday.
Maybe root for four overtimes.
Yeah, there you go.
And, you know, this is the time of year where kids like practice because it means you still get to play
a
game.
Oh, yeah. That's what I told the TV reporter that, hey, you'd always want to come back to practice this time of year. It's December or middle of January. Oh, practice. But now you want to be a practice.
Teak, thanks so much for a few minutes of your time. Great win. Go get a drink and relax, my friend.
Oh, I need one. Thanks.
Brett Teak, the head coach of the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. They are sweet in 2019 as a triple overtime thriller goes the way of Hillsboro 69-63. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap it up following these messages on WSMI. Hillsboro will play for the sectional championship on their home floor Thursday night, 7 o'clock tip. We'll be on the air about 6:50 Thursday night here on WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville, your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois. Finally, Greenville and Porta get to take the floor. They stood around and waited a long, long time. Just saw Comets boys head coach Todd Cantrell. He said, I got here at halftime and saw a full game. Three overtimes later, Hillsboro beats Pleasant Plains 69-63. Thanks to all the great folks here at Hillsboro High School, Athletic Director Joe Vanzo, Andy Stritchell, to all the fine folks at Hillsboro. We thank them for their hospitality, doing a great job of hosting this 2A girls basketball sectional, and the host school got it done in three overtimes, 69-63. Thanks to producer Tom Williams tonight here on FM 106. Thanks to our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out, patronize the businesses you heard on the broadcast. Without them, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally broadcasting stations. What a game. What a night. We'll do it again Thursday night in the Sweet 16. Hillsboro beats Pleasant Plains in three overtimes, 69-63. I am Tim Mize. We say good night from Toppertown.